Welcome to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. I'm your host, Chuck Groover, and today is another episode of Unscripted. Also, just kind of give you a heads up, I'll probably talk more about it in a couple weeks when I do the first of the month episode for September, but I am praying about a possible change up with the format of the podcast. But as I said, I'll talk more about it in a couple weeks when I do that announcement episode. But it won't be anything that would really go into effect until the end of this year. Basically, when I start season 3 is when I would probably make those changes. But for the unscripted, one thing that's kind of been on my mind / heart, and it kind of relates some to what I can't remember if it was the last unscripted episode or a couple back, where I believe it was the last one where I was talking about discouragement, but also, and I guess to some extent, it kind of is something that's been put on my, I feel it's been put on my heart more, I would say less in regards to the God at Work podcast, and probably more towards Becoming God's Man Ministries as a whole. But, and I'm not even sure if it's really more for that or just for my own personal experiences and thoughts. But, and that's a concept I would probably just say as think small. And what I mean by that is, I know a lot of times when someone looks at starting a ministry or going into ministry, they have these, even when they're called, feel led and called into ministry, they have these grand views of what they expect the ministry to become, and of filling out these huge auditoriums and everything. And one thing that's, as I said, been kind of put on my heart is, don't focus on trying to be this grand, huge outfit, or filling out these large auditoriums, or even trying to be this great, big, huge ministry. Focus rather on starting small. Start with a small group. Start with a few people. If, like, one thing I've been praying about possibly bringing up with some of the other people with Becoming God's Man is maybe we might want to, instead of these somewhat larger churches, although they're not anywhere near mega church size that we've been in, but they've been churches that have seating for a couple hundred people. And I know a lot of times the numbers we get at a conference and the way people end up spreading out in these larger sanctuaries, it makes it look empty. And some of my thoughts are, it's kind of put on my heart, is what if rather than trying to go to these, I guess you'd call them medium-sized churches, find some of these smaller churches with smaller sanctuaries that seat a smaller amount of people, and if you want it to look like we're were actually filling out, and but basically getting into these smaller spaces where it's a more intimate environment because there's less space for people to spread out, that might be what God's kind of leading us to do, too, because as there's that more intimate environment, because people aren't able to spread out, it might cause people to, cause the men to go and tell other men about, because they pull something more out of it, because of there being a more intimate environment, that it might get the numbers to start growing, because these relationships are formed, discipleship it starts to get facilitated a bit easier because of the smaller grouping. So, and it's not just with becoming God's man. I mean, even with this podcast, it's, yeah, I would love to see some of these numbers of, like, video downloads or views and podcast downloads that some of the podcasts I personally listen to and some of the stuff on YouTube that I watch that you see them getting, but I also know that and trust that God will give these messages to those who really need to hear it. Whether they catch the video on YouTube or they download the one of these podcast episodes, basically I just place it all in God's hands as to who's going to benefit. So I guess pretty much just what I wanted to talk about today was just pretty much boils down to, yes, even though God may place the vision on you, and he might have, I mean, I'm not saying becoming God's man won't be like a great big huge ministry, or God at Work might, won't become a podcast that gets a lot of downloads a week. But the thing is to have the ideal and the wisdom to know that we're not going to start out that way. That we might have to focus small. I mean, one good example, and a lot of people like to say, oh, with churches, look at the example of the early church. Early church technically started out with 12 men and then exploded. So, again, this is Chuck Groover with God at Work.
Thank you for listening to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at God at Work Podcast. If you have comments, suggestions, or a story you would like to be considered for the podcast, you can email us at stories@godatworkpodcast.com. If you enjoy this podcast and want to help support us, go to patreon.com/godatworkpodcast, or you can also support us by leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith, is brought to you by Becoming God's Man Ministries, and is recorded and produced by me, Chuck Groover. Theme music for God at Work is by the band 39 Stripes, and can be found at facebook.com/39stripes. And again, thank you for listening.